A Jewish Journal article, How JNF USA is Making an Impact During the Israel-Gaza War. Russell F. Robinson, the CEO of Jewish National Fund USA, was in an airplane flying to Israel when his phone started buzzing with horrific news. There were massive rocket attacks against JNF's communities in the Gaza envelope, and terrorists were crossing over the border. I immediately contacted all of the people we work with, including the mayors of each of the regional councils, Robinson said. I told them that I was thinking of them during this difficult time. I received a praying hands emoji from the mayor of Sha'ar HaNegev Regional Council, Ophir Liebstein. Some 45 minutes later, I received notification that he had been murdered. From 30,000 feet in the air, Robinson contacted JNF's offices to set up a situation room, put together calls with all the people they knew in their affiliates and start to plan so they could get into action mode as soon as possible. In just days, they raised millions of dollars to support the needs of displaced Israelis, and now, they are working on helping more than 15,000 Israelis who need food, medicine, and other crucial items. They are collaborating with regional councils to provide education for children who cannot return to their schools in the Gaza envelope and making sure people have housing. In Ramat HaNegev, another one of the communities we work with every day, they took in almost 3,000 people, said Robinson. It is a community that only had 14,000 people before. They urgently need diapers for babies and other essentials. People don't realize that their local supermarkets couldn't adapt overnight. That's why we stepped in to help. Through their Israel Resilience Campaign, JNF USA is thinking about the soldiers and victims of terror, ensuring they have their physical and emotional needs met during this difficult time. Packages have been distributed to soldiers, including warm clothing, toiletry items, phone chargers and food, Robinson said. We're also providing psychotherapy for the trauma, finding activities for the children and organizing volunteers to help out on farms, as Israeli farmers have been called up for reserve duty. When the attacks happened, JNF USA made sure that the 160 American students at Alexander Muss High School, which features a study abroad program, were physically protected. Additionally, they had access to trained counselors they could speak to in the aftermath. Inspiringly, the students mobilized to action immediately, and less than 48 hours later, had packed more than 1,300 care packages for Israelis who were displaced, wounded or called up for reserve duty, Robinson said. Like nothing we've ever seen, in just 5 days, these teenagers raised over $150,000 to help the people of Israel. Our students arrived back in the States shortly thereafter with more love in their hearts for the land and people of Israel than one could have ever expected. If anyone wants to get involved with JNF USA's efforts, they can donate to the Israel Resilience Campaign through the organization's website, jnf.org, as well as attend the Breakfast for Israel on November 28 in Los Angeles. Hundreds of Zionists have already registered to attend, said Robinson. We expect the event to sell out. What an amazing sight it will be to see 600 people waving Israeli flags, standing up for Israel, and saying, "Count on me." One thing is for sure. Everywhere, the Jewish people are stepping up, showing their support for Israel and their fellow Jew and making sure people are protected and comforted. Jews from coast to coast are digging deep into their hearts and their wallets with an outpouring of love and wanting to help the people of our homeland in their darkest hour, said Robinson. Jewish National Fund USA was there for the people of Israel yesterday, we are here for them today, and we will be there for them tomorrow, just as we have been for over 120 years. Jewish National Fund USA has worked in close partnership with the communities on the Gaza border for decades, and we are uniquely prepared to assist in meeting the emergency needs created by the current crisis in the long term.